Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter B. B says B. B says B. I want you to have fun with this activity, but I need you to remember it's called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to please follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can finish coloring or writing at the end, okay? All right, so let's begin. Start by writing your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. We need to know who is doing this work. My name is Mrs. Oldham, in case you didn't remember. When you have finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We don't need it for a while. Here's me putting my pencil down. Okay, and we are going to be coloring at the beginning of our activity. So no pencil needed for a while. All right, boys and girls, at the top of your page, you should see a picture. It's a beautiful picture. There's a girl in the boat. Her name is Bella, and she's on the lake for the day. She rode her bicycle to the lake, and then she took out her boat. So at the top of your page, there's a lot of objects that begin with the letter B. B says B. We're going to start with Bella in the boat. Bella begins with the letter B. So let's color Bella's hat purple. Can you find some kind of a purple crayon? It doesn't have to be a perfect purple, but some kind of a purple crayon. And let's color her hat purple. Her name is Bella. Bella starts with B. B says B. B says B. Can you try it? You be my echo. B says B. Your turn. Good job. B says B. Bella begins with the letter B. B. Bella begins with B. I can say B, Bella, B. B, Bella, B. I'm finished coloring her hat, so you should be close. So let's put our purple crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Another object that begins with the letter B, B, is boat. Let's find our brown crayon and color the boat brown. We can even color the steering wheel brown. Go ahead. Let's start coloring the boat brown. So boat begins the same way as Bella. B, boat. B, boat, B. B, boat, B. So Bella and boat both begin with what letter? Yes, B. B. B says what? B. Very good. Now, the color we're using, brown, also begins with the B letter sound. B, brown, right? Do you hear it? B, b, brown. So brown begins the same way as Bella and boat. They all begin with the letter B. So we have B, Bella, B. B, boat, B. B, brown, B. These are all words that begin with the letter B. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring my boat. It was big. There's another word that begins with B. Big, B, B, big. The boat is big. The boat is big. So take 10 more seconds. I'm almost finished coloring mine. You should almost be finished coloring yours. I even colored the steering wheel. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 more seconds. 4, 3, finished or not? 2, and 1, put down your crayon. All right, let's see. Should we color the water? Water. Does that start with the B sound? No, we're not going to color the water. What about her bike? Bike. Does that begin with the letter B sound? B-b-bike. Yes, yes it does. Okay, let's find some kind of a blue crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect blue. It can be any kind of a blue. And let's color her bike blue. We'll color the bike blue, and then we'll do the tires at the end. So let's just color her bike blue, the handles and the seat blue. So her bike, bike, begins with B. B, bike, B. B, bike, B. It begins the same way as Bella and boat and big and brown. Now what about the color we're using to color the bike? We're coloring the bike what color? Blue. Do you hear the B sound at the beginning of blue? I do too. B-b-blue. B, blue, B. I'm coloring the flag blue too, and I'm coloring the heart blue too. So everything is blue except for her tires. So blue. Blue begins with B as well. I'm going to color her basket blue too. Basket begins with B. B, basket, B. We have a lot of B words on this page. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring the basket. The bike is finished. The flag is finished. How are you doing? Let's put our blue crayons down, finished or not, in 3, 2, and 1. Boys and girls, let's color the tires black. If you can't find a black crayon, I get it. I know black crayons disappear so quick. You can use your pencil, and then you can have gray tiles. Your pencil, when you color with your pencil, it will be gray. So I'm going to color the tires black. Listen to the word black. What do you hear at the beginning of black? Black. I do too. I hear it too. It's the B sound. B, black, B. B, black. It also begins with the B sound. So we have Bella, boat, brown, big, bike, basket, black, blue. Whoa, that's a lot. I'm finished with my tires because they're little. So let's put our crayons down in 6 seconds with a 6 and a 5 and a 4. You're going to put your black crayon down, right? 3, you're going to follow the directions. 2 and 1. Thank you. Should we color the flower in the picture? Flower. Do you hear the B sound at the beginning of flower? I don't either. So we're not going to color the flower. How about the bird? Should we color the bird? Yes, we should color the bird because it starts with the letter B. B, bird. Boys and girls, find an orange crayon. Some kind of an orange crayon. It could be light orange. And let's color the bird orange. Bird begins with what letter? Yes, B. B, bird, B. B, bird, B. You try it. Correct. B, bird, B. He's a cute little bird. We could even say birdie, but the word birdie still starts with B. Birdie or bird. Super cute. He looks friendly. Sometimes I have a confession. Sometimes birds scare me. I don't know why, but sometimes they do. Just letting you know. Don't tell anyone. Okay, I'm finished coloring my bird orange because it's a little bird. So take a few more seconds, and then finished or not, I'm going to ask you to put your crayon down. Please put your crayons down in 3, 2, 1. Let me ask you this. Should we color the grass? Grass. Grass. No, it doesn't start with the letter B. What about butterfly? Yes, butterfly. Let's color our butterfly. Let's find our red crayon, some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's color the butterfly red. So boys and girls, butterfly begins with B. B, butterfly, B, B, butterfly. B, butterfly, B, 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 butterfly. Butterfly. The butterfly is pretty. The butterfly says B. The butterfly is pretty. The butterfly says B. Okay. That's a little butterfly. It's a friendly butterfly. It's a pretty butterfly. It says B. I'm finished coloring my butterfly. So will you put down your crayon in 3, 2, and 1 and find your pencil? We're going to practice writing the letter B. Look at number 1. Find number 1 at the bottom of your page. It has 3 capital B's in a row. Let's trace those 3 capital B's in a row and let's say the sound and the letter. Ready? Go. B, B. Move over. We're still on number 1. Trace it. B, B. Move over. We're still on number 1. Trace it. B, B. That's a capital B. Move over. We're still on number 1. There's nothing there for us to trace. That's because I want you to write it yourself. Copy the capital B. Write it on your own. Ready? Go. B, B. Capital B. We're going to write it 3 times. Scoot over. Write it again. I start at the top and go down. And then I move back up to the top. And I go around to the middle and then around to the bottom. Okay, one more time. We're still on number 1. We're going to write capital B 1 last time. Here we go. Capital B says B. Good job. All right, number 2. It has 3 lowercase B's in a row. We're going to trace them and say the letter and sound. Ready? Number 2. B, B. Move over. Trace it. B, B. Scoot over. Trace it. B, B. Scoot over. We're still on number 2 and there's nothing there. That's okay. I want you to write it yourself. Ready? I start at the top and go down. And then I come back to the middle and go around. Okay, scoot over. Do it again. Start at the top, go down. Then I start in the middle and go around. B, B. Scoot over. One last time. B, B. Good job. All right. Now for number 3. Whoa, that's a lot of letters across the page on number 3. I want you to find the capital B's and circle them. If you see a capital B, circle it. Go ahead. Do it right now. Just on number 3. We're going across on number 3. Going across. We're not circling the letters we wrote. We're just circling the letters on number 3. Okay, how many capital B's did you find? How many did you circle? Me too, I found 3. 1, 2, 3. Now, let's stay on number 3 and circle the lowercase B's. Just the lowercase B's. If you find one, circle it. We're not circling the ones we traced. Nope. We're not circling the ones we wrote. Nope. We're just looking for the ones on number 3. The lowercase b's on number 3. How many did you circle for the lowercase b's? Me too! The same amount, 3. 3 lowercase b's and 3 capital b's all on number 3. Ha! How cool is that? All right, for number 4, there are a bunch of pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture and I want you to circle it if it has the B sound at the beginning, if it begins with the letter B. Ready? We're on number 4. The first picture is baby. B, baby. I see. I hear it too. Me too. Circle it. Baby starts with B. The next picture is basket. B, b, basket. I hear it too. Yay! Circle it. Move over. Jellyfish. Jellyfish. No! There's no B sound there. What about noodles? Noodles. No! Scoot over. Button. Button. Me too, I hear it. Button. Button begins with the letter B. Ooh, taco. Yummy taco. Taco. No, that doesn't start with the letter B. Friends, we did it. We finished the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.